Well, it's time to get back on the old tapes for a while, I guess. I hope that that this will turn out to be a good tape. It's been a good while since I've sent you a real good tape, so maybe by some streak of fate that I'll turn out a good tape today. Today is the 30th of June, the last day of this month, and we can mark off another month that's gone. I received a tape from Kay just that she day before yesterday that she made on the 20th, and so right now I guess you're probably back from Red River, and I hope that Eddie and Jenny are still with you, and I hope that you all did have a real good time while you were at Red River. I'll tell you a little bit more about what I had in mind for our move from Texas to California. I know it's probably still pretty vague, and just that one letter probably wasn't very much to inform you on what I had in mind for our move. As far as things that I want to be moved from Friona, I'll send you a list of all the things that I would like for you to go ahead and have them pack that'll come out of my closet or my room. I'll tell you what we have in mind right now is a split move, what they call a split move. It is a move from San Angelo and also a move from Friona. It'd be two shipments, one from San Angelo and one from Friona. They won't be in the same shipment. It'll be two separate shipments. We'll have to move the one from San Angelo first because it is further from Camp Pendleton or El Toro than Friona is. And this way we won't have to pay for either shipment. The government will go ahead and pay for both shipments. As far as the furniture is concerned, I guess we'll probably go ahead and take that the big bed and my desk and couch in there. I mean, desk and chest of drawers that's in my room in there, and any of that other stuff that you want to throw in. You can work it out with Kay, and whatever you want to pitch in there, we'll just go ahead and pitch it in, because we're going to be way short of our max weight that we can take. So don't worry about any weight or taking too much stuff. You were asking about that couch. I was talking about that couch that you had recovered just last year or year before, I guess, there. That old couch, the one that Clyde and I have been fighting over for a good while now. If you don't feel like you can let it go, don't worry about it. But maybe I can talk you out of it. And also, I guess we'll go ahead and take that rocker, that rocking chair that Granny's been keeping for us for so long. If it's all right with Granny, if she'll let it go. If not, don't worry about it. But I guess that takes care of just about all the furniture that we'll be sending. I think Kay's got some stuff that she'll be sending from San Angelo. I think she's gonna get a chest of drawer and we'll refinish it after we get to California, or even this summer before she tries to move from San Angelo. I'll go ahead and send the orders that will be necessary to send all this stuff. I'll send, I guess it'd probably be best to send six copies to Kay and six copies to you all there in Friona. And Kay will probably have to go over to Clovis at the Cannon Air Force Base and take care of all the paperwork over there. I think it takes about a week or maybe 2 weeks. Probably be better to plan on 2 weeks from the time that you get all the paperwork done until the time that they come and to pack all the stuff. It is a civilian firm that does the moving, so it should be a pretty good job. Don't worry about packing any of this stuff up, because they'll take care of all this, and they should do a real good job. You'll probably know more about this than I would, because whenever Granny moved, best I remember, Mother, I think you helped Granny move whenever she moved before. But they do pack all the dishes and all the stuff like that. And if you haven't packed, they'll just probably unpack them and repack them themselves, because we do want to insure all this stuff for breakage and stuff like this. On these orders, go ahead and, if Kay doesn't remember it, we want to send them with the where they'll store it in 90 days, a 90-day storage in California after it gets there, because if not, I don't want to take any chances on sending it back if we're not there at the time it gets there. Well, it should get there a week or two before we do. That way, they'll just go ahead and put it in storage there at the Marine Corps Air Station at El Toro or at Camp Pendleton, whichever one we end up getting orders to. Probably be best just to go ahead and put all the stuff that we're going to send in that one room. That way there won't be any chance of them picking up your color TV and carrying it off or something like that. On this list that I'll be sending, I'll specify, it's a pretty detailed list that I'll send to you, what stuff I want you to set out for them to pack and things that I don't want to send out to California, specific things that I don't want to send out there. As far as the dining table and chairs, I assume that Kay was talking about a captain's chair as being the same type of chair that you all have, the short back and with the armrest on it. I don't know how much you all paid for the dining table and the chairs. What do we have, six chairs or four chairs? I believe it's six chairs. And could you write me and tell me about how much you paid for those before we go ahead and buy? I think what Kay has picked out as far as the table is concerned, plus the six chairs that Janet has picked out at W.D. Wilkins, amounts to about $310. And I don't have any idea how much all this stuff costs, so I'm open for suggestions, and give me some kind of idea as to how much that we should pay for a set like that. I don't know whether it'd be better to go ahead and buy it and send it out there, or go out there and buy it, or possibly buy a cheap dining room set and wait until we really get settled to get a real good dining set. I'd be happy for any suggestion that you might have. I don't think that Kay has to have the power of attorney to take care of this movement. I've heard several people over here say that she did not. She wrote in one letter that she thought that she did have to have power of attorney, my power of attorney, to take care of all this, but I don't think she does. So if she does, send me all the details on that, and I'll take care of that. Keep a pretty close check on my account there at the bank. I wrote a $60 check, and that's the only check I've written over here on my account just day before yesterday on some clothes that I ordered in Okinawa that I'll pick up on my way home. Be sure and tell Glenn Marshall Lynn hello. I just got a letter from him, and I'll have to get him a letter back off here pretty soon. And as far as James and Sue's concerned, let them know that I'm thinking about them, and I think I'll just go ahead and give you a date for that party. I'm just looking here at the calendar. I guess probably the best date would probably be the 25th, 26th, or the 28th, or the 29th of August. I don't know. One of those four dates, ought to be able to pick one of those there. I should be back in the States by the 23rd at the latest, and then if I can get on to Freona on the 23rd.